Republican Delegate John O'Bannon of Henrico says Virginia has an opioid crisis. That's why he worked with a handful of lawmakers from both sides of the aisle to craft a series of bills to address the issue. His bill creates a needle exchange program.
This program is basically a regional or a limited program that will prevent addicts to get clean syringes and needles.
That's been a controversial idea for many years, and a similar effort failed last year. But now, nearly one in every 200 people in Southwest Virginia has hepatitis C, a virus spread by using dirty needles. Republican Delegate Chris Stolle of Virginia Beach passed legislation that allows Child Protective Services to show up in the home of addicted mothers and conduct assessments.
Those were not being done now on women who are previously identified as being either in treatment or previously identified as being on opioids for prescription. Those were never screened at home afterwards.
Other bills that came out of the General Assembly this year increase access to the overdose reversal drug naloxone and creates a new online database of opioid prescriptions. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.